Stop talking there, bastards! I'm watching you, 920573. One on the turnip coming up for you, filth!
Just you wait,
4922.
What's it going to be then, eh? Is it going to be in and out and in and out of penal institutions? Though more in than out for most of you. Or are you going to attend to the divine word and realize the punishments that await the unrepentant sinner in the next world as well as in this? A lot of blasted idiots you are, selling your birthright for a saucer of cold porridge. The thrill of theft, of violence, the urge to live easy. Is it worth it when we have proof, undeniable proof, incontrovertible evidence that hell exists? I know, my friends. I have been informed in visions that there is a place darker than any prison, hotter than any flame of human fire, where souls of unrepentant sinners like yourselves don't leer at me, damn you! Don't laugh! Like yourselves, I say. They scream in endless and intolerable agony. Their noses choked with the stink of filth. Their mouths crammed with burning ordure. Their skin rotting and peeling. A fireball spinning in their screaming guts. Yes, yes, I know. Remember. Now go. May the Holy Trinity keep you always and make you good. Amen. Thank you, as always, little 66655321. The music you chose was, as always, admirable. Taste is a great thing. It leads one to the beautiful. And beauty with truth and goodness is one of the attributes of God.
Music is heaven, sir, I see that. Beyond this horrible world of evil. I do so want goodness too, and that's the truth.
The truth is in that holy book you handle, little 66655321. I am overjoyed that you read it. There is a text I would in particular ask you to ponder on. I see you read the Old Testament more than the New. But it's in the New that the word of the Lord most scintillantly shines.
Too much gov-reading and preacher-fying, sir.
What's that, boy?
I love the preacher-fying, sir.
I see you made notes here. What does this say? Page 368. Your hoodies tall-chocking each other, a real horror show, and then wiping off the red crovy and spatting with their like handmaidens and peating the old vino. What's all this blasphemy about?
That was already in it when I got it, sir. Terrible. Wish I, like, understood it.
I would like to be dressed in the height of, like, Roman fashion and tall-chock the bearded Nagoy Vec all the way to his crucifixion. Corruption. I must give you another copy. There are plenty around.
Sir, I've tried to be good, haven't I, sir? I've done my best, isn't that so? All of the 2 years I've been in, sir.
Go on as you are, little 66655321, and you will probably earn your remission.
But, sir, how about this new thing they're all talking about? How about this new, like, treatment that gets you out in no time at all and makes sure that you never get back in again?
Where did you hear this? Who's been telling you these things?
Bit of old newspaper gets blown in on the wind, or two warders talk, as it might be. It's called the something or other, what's it, sir?
A lot of eco-technique. Yes, of course, it's only in the experimental stage at the moment. It's very simple, but very drastic.
But it's being used here, isn't it, sir? Those new, like, white buildings by the south wall. We've watched those being built while we're doing our, like, exercise. Sir, that is.
It's not being used yet. Not in this prison, 66553321. Himself, the governor, that is, he has grave doubts about it, and I must confess I share those doubts. The question is whether such a technique can make a man good. Now, goodness comes from within, 66553321. Goodness is something chosen. When a man cannot choose, he ceases to be a man.
Halt! Detail for chapel cleaning, all present and correct, sir!
Very well. Think on these things, little 66553321.
Right, you lot, get down to it! You, 920573, you're new here. I want to see work. This is only the chapel, but I want to see it as clean as if it was the governor's toilet. Right?
Right, you say, but I want rights. The more parties in any of this lot, and I know what's what. It's 4 to a cell, that's regulations, and it's 6 in ours. Have to sleep on a bleeding floor. When that kid there is a bunk to himself, I demand my sodding rights.
Oh, rights, is it? All the prisons is the same, and it's you criminal bastards as is responsible.
Criminals? There's no one proper sodding criminal among a lot of them. That kid there, and he's a pox doctor, and this one's on the con. I'm not having it. I demand my bleeding rights.
Oh, he wants his rights, lads. I'm just having a drag in that bug there. I think 5 minutes ought to do it.
Right.
Discipline! Let's have discipline! Give him a haircut and shave! Courtesy! Deference! That's with reference to the foul way you behave! The names you call us quite appall us! We're going to knock you into shame! To suffer, you duffer, you jabbering, gibbering, discipline, discipline, real life discipline, like what you get in a war. When we've got through with you, what can they do with you? Use you for swapping the floor. You're going to college to get some knowledge on how to behave and how. So here comes discipline, discipline, discipline. Here comes discipline now.
It was most ill-advised. I could see from the colour of his lips that he had an heart condition.
Me? I hardly touched a brachny. You went backward in putting it in, Doc. Were you all videoing me like awful?
Alex, you were too impetuous. That last kick was a very, very nasty one.
Nobody will deny having a little kick at the man to teach him a salutary lesson, so to speak, but it's apparent that you, my dear boy, with the forcefulness and shall I say, heedlessness of youth, dealt him the coup de grace. It's a great pity.
Traitors! Traitors and liars! Is the whole world full of nothing but liars and treacherous, brutal vex that call themselves droogs? Bug blast you, I'll have the lot of you! Where's our bleeding chasser who is a light witness?
Get lined up with them brooms!
It's the governor and some big bugger coming. Special inspection and not one word of bleeding warning, Jesus! Hey, you! Get up!
He can't. He's like snuffed it. These brachnies here tall-chocked him real brutal and nasty.
Dear, 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 Alex. The truth and youth do not go well together, do they?
Prop him up, quick!
What's the matter with that man?
Asleep on his feet, sir. He has no bunk. A common complaint in this prison, if I may say so. Overcrowding is an endemic problem.
You shut your hole when the governor speaks to you.
Well, that's the horse's mouth. The situation is appalling. As he says, an endemic problem. Overcrowding. Common criminals are preempting the space we may soon require for political offenders. Well, Gibson, you know the solution.
I have my doubts, Minister. The technique is hardly sufficiently advanced to justify the use of this prison as a
trailblazer. But there are certain urgencies, political urgencies, to be candid. And I have every confidence in Dr. Brodsky. Common criminals like this unsavory crowd can best be dealt with on a purely curative basis. Kill the criminal reflex. No more than that. Full implementation in a year's time. That's the government's policy. Punishment means nothing to them. You can see that. They enjoy their so-called punishment. They start murdering each other.
Too right.
Yes, well, exactly.
With respect, sir, I object very strongly to what you govereted just then. I am not a common criminal, sir, and I am not like unsavory. The others may be unsavory, but I am not.
You shut your bleeding hole, you. This is the Minister of the Inferior.
Interior. All right, you can start with him. Yes, he's young, bold, vicious. Brodsky will deal with him. Gibson, you can sit in and watch. That works all right, don't worry about that. This vicious young hoodlum will be transformed out of all recognition. Tell him about it, would you? Procure the requisite documentation. You may as well start now. Right, I think these creatures can go back to their cells. And this one, of course, may be delivered to the morgue. Right, if there's room. Come, Geoffrey. Cyril.
Knock at the chaplain's door on the way and tell him to come here.
Sir.
Right! Off you lot!
You boy are to be reformed. What's your name?
6655321, sir.
Well, 6655321, you are to go to the famous Dr. Brodsky. It is believed that you will be able to leave state custody in a little over 2 weeks. You'll be free again. No longer a number. Does that prospect please you?
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I've done my best here, really, I have. I'm very grateful to all concerned.
Don't be. This is not a reward. This is far from being a reward. Chaplain. He's to be given the Lodovico technique. Orders of the Minister of the Interior.
God help us. So, you are to be made into a good boy, little 6655321. Never again will you have the desire to commit acts of violence or offend in any way whatsoever against the state's peace. I hope you take all that in. I hope you're absolutely clear in your own mind about that.
Oh, it would be so nice to be good, sir.
It may not be nice to be good, 6655321. It may be horrible to be good. I know I shall have many sleepless nights about this. What does God want? Does God want goodness or the choice of goodness? Is a man who chooses the bad perhaps in some way better than a man who has the good imposed upon him? You're passing now to a region where you will be beyond the power of prayer. A terrible, terrible thing to consider. And yet, in a sense, in choosing to be deprived of the ability to make an ethical choice, you have, in a sense, really chosen the good. So I shall like to think. So, God help us all, 6655321. I shall like to think.
God works in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform.
Free, 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 soon he'll be free. 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 Soon
That stuff they shoved in my arm after breakfast.
You enjoyed your breakfast, Alex?
Oh, yes, sir. Eggy wags and lump ticks of spick and the old Molico. It was a real horror show. But what was that?
Vitamins, my boy. You're a little undernourished. Prison diet never did anyone any good. Now, sit here.
What are you going to do to me, sir?
You're going to watch some films. And we have dials which will record your reactions to them.
Films? You mean like the cine? What's these things on my glasses for, then?
The lid locks will make sure you look. Once close your eyes and the machine fails to register.
But I love the movies, sir. Films are a real horror show. I want a vidi.
There's just a possibility that you may, well... Well, we'll see. See being the operative word. His slang, where does he get it from?
It's Russian and English getting together to make an international teenage patois. Nadsat is the Russian suffix for teen. It's called Nadsat. The two major political languages of the world reduced to an unpolitical...
Yes. I think we're ready. Lights. Start. A typical street scene of our time. Vicious teenage hoodlums beating up an old woman. See the blood? It splashes the camera lens. Hear the crack of bones breaking. Now the scene changes. The girl on the pavement is only 10. Her assailants are 4 in number. The rape is brutal. At the end of it, she becomes a thing disposable, torn to pieces. A gunshot up her...
No!
But this is the sort of thing you like, you and your generation. A reaction 8.7, it's not bad. Now, the scene changes once more. A Japanese prisoner of war camp in World War II. Torture. A sharp knife disembowels a prisoner alive. Now, see. A decapitation. Head off. As clean as a whistle, see. Headless though he is, the dead man runs around for a short while in total nervous automatism.
No! I want to be sick!
10.45, a remarkably rapid reaction. All right, yes, lights. No, bring him a kidney bowl, ice cold water. So then, you're reacting as a normal human being should. Violence is nauseating, and you're... Well, you're nauseated, aren't you? Playing in your veins is a chemical substance patented by the late Dr. Lodovico. Dr. Lodovico ended his days, alas, as a terminal victim of adolescent mayhem, but his invention marches on.
So, it wasn't like... vitamins?
No, it wasn't like vitamins.
I'm cured. Let me out of here. A video all clear as the morning daylight now. It's wrong, wrong and very wrong. Fillion and Krastin and Torchuckin and the old inn, I've learnt my lesson, I don't need any more.
But the lesson's only just begun. Lights.
Oh.
Now we see a Nazi concentration camp in which selected Jewish subjects are castrated.
Oh.
Without anesthetic, of course.
What's it going to be then? A. What's it going to be then? A. Tall chocolate. Plastic. And kicks in the yard buckles. Bumps on the Gulliver. Fists in the plot. Cronky grey tunes. To the ratified Millicent. Billy the Crowley. All out of his rot. And Jesus and Stalin, the Bushes, attacking the Kishes, we are so hot. Give it back, whether they want it or not.